The story of the Makot and the whole Parshos dealing with Moshe is there to teach the Mitzvim a lesson about the truth, to teach Bnei Yisrael a lesson about the about truth, in order that they know. But there's a third object of all these lessons, and of course that object is Moshe Rabbeinu himself. If you take a look at Moshe's relationship to the whole project of Yetziat Mitzrayim, which begins in Parshat Shmot, the one thing that is the most noticeable is that he doesn't want to do it. And throughout the confrontation with the revelation of Kadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe to Sneh, Moshe's arguing, I'm not the person to do it, I can't do it, they won't listen to me. All kinds of reasons not to do it. And indeed, Aaron becomes the spokesperson and more than the spokesperson. Until Makas Barad, Moshe Rabbeinu isn't the one who takes the staff when the staff has to be taken to perform the Makot. And indeed, at the Sneh, it is the Mateh issue that is the last issue which HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs Moshe concerning. So I just want to make a comment about this, albeit in a Hasidic vein, and it takes us back to Parsha Shmos and forward, of course, to the use of the Mata in the Nisim in Makot that take place in Parsha Sva'ira. Let's begin with the observation of the Kutzker Rebbe. I think it was referred to last week. Who comments on the Medrash, which says that Vatishlach et Amata, when Bat Paro saw this basket floating on the river, she stretched forth her hand. According to the Medrash, there was no way that she could reach the basket, but she stretched forth her hand, and her hand somehow, in a miraculous fashion, stretched further, far further than it could normally do. And the Kutzker Rebbe asks, well, if she couldn't reach it, why was she stretching forth her hand in the first place? I mean, after all, she had no idea that a nace was going to happen, so why did she stretch her hand out? And his answer is that nisim happen to people who really want something. The stretching forth of the hand represents her desire to reach it. She knew she couldn't reach it, but nonetheless, how could she not stretch forth her hand to that which she so wanted? And when we really want something, when we do everything we can, even if we have no idea how we will succeed and all the odds are against us, then an ace can happen. Of course, we remember the Medrash that's coming up in Parshas Bishalach of Nachshon ben Amidav entering the sea, and only then does it split. We have competition. Okay? So Moshe Rabbeinu is saved by a person who does what they can't do, by Bat Paro. It's the power of the will. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to help. When Moshe Rabbeinu says, they're not going to believe me, I can't do it, God says to him, what's that in your hand? And of course it's the Mateh. Right? And the Mateh becomes a snake. Moshe picks it up, becomes a staff again. But then there's another sign. But the sign is as much to Moshe Rabbeinu himself as it is to the people that he's going to demonstrate the sign. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, put your hand next to your Take your hand and put it inside, right here, next to your chest, right? And he does. What happens to Moshe's hand? It turns to Tzarat. And then again, he repeats that, and it's not Tzarat anymore. What is the meaning of this motion? In Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you're the person who will not stretch forth your hand, if you're the person who, rather than reach out for the other, puts the hand into yourself and hides the hand and is only protecting yourself, then indeed you have to understand that is what Tzarat is. Tzarat is the person who is disconnected from others. And what you have to understand is that if you stretch forth your hand and really want it, there is always a mateh there. There is always a way to extend your hand. The mateh represents symbolically the extension of the hand. What the hand can't do, the will do. A person who can't reach something will understand that he'll reach it nonetheless. There is always a mateh to be found. It is the Archimedes principle of moving the world if you have the right fulcrum. But you've got to have the fulcrum. And so it is not Moshe Rabbeinu in the idea of getting it, gets it at Makat Barad, when he actually does it. And the question I leave you with the question I would feel like an answer, is what is the specific meaning of his understanding this and reaching this at Makat Barad? Okay, have a good day.